Bring it home with Sarah and Tennille. Sarah, September is making its
I know,
way.
we're halfway through the month.
We are. So what are we doing here today?
Well, today we are going to highlight what this week is. It's Child Passenger Safety Week. It actually started yesterday, the 17th,
Okay.
and runs through the 23rd.
So when we say child, are we talking about babies, children,
Yes,
everybody?
everybody. And a little background on this, okay? I honestly didn't know this,
Okay.
but Tennessee became the first state to pass a child restraint law in 1977. Did you know?
No, I didn't. No.
There was a pediatrician, Dr. Robert Sanders. He was from Murfreesboro, and he became known as Dr. Seatbelt. But
Oh, wow.
he and his wife lobbied the Tennessee General Assembly for several years to pass this legislation because at the time, this was back in the late 70s, car seat use was less than 15%.
I probably wasn't in one.
You were here then, right? And at that time, car crashes were the leading cause of death for young children. So this pediatrician and his wife made it their mission to protect the children of Tennessee. So the law went into effect in 1978, and because of this groundbreaking law, by 1985, all 50 states had adopted a mandatory child restraint law.
Thank you, Dr. Seatbelt.
I know.
I love that, Dr.
Well, he
Seatbelt.
got it in check for before I got here. So,
Yeah, he was ready for you. I
yeah.
just had to survive, thank goodness. So, Child Passenger Safety Week, it's going on the 17th through the 23rd. So we
Yes.
get to call in some people that know a little bit more about this than we do. Because Sarah, let's just be honest, it's been a while since,
Yeah.
booster
Either one
seats,
of us are dealing
booster
with
seats,
this.
car
Yeah.
seats, any of
It's been a
that.
while.
So
Yeah.
we have two people. We've got Kayla Hoyle with us, and we've also got Alexis Jimerson. They are both CHANT coordinators with the Jackson-Madison County Regional Health Department. Hello, ladies.
Hi.
Hi.
We're so glad to have you here because, Sarah hadn't put in a car seat in a long time.
Yeah, it's been a hot minute.
So we need a little help. So the first question I want to ask, and I know we've got some listeners that need the answer to this question. If I'm expecting a child, and I'm not, by the way,
Nor am I.
but if a person is expecting a child, can a car seat installation safety check be scheduled with the health department? And, how does one go about that?
Yes, you can schedule a car seat installation safety check with us. All you have to do is just call 731-423-3020, and you can specifically ask for the CHANT department and they'll direct you back there. Once we get it scheduled, you'll pull around to the back and we'll come outside. We'll walk you through it. We'll tell you a little bit of information about your seat, and then we'll let you install it.
Now, I know there are car seat techs all over the state. I mean, probably nationwide. I know there are in Tennessee. So I know that's the case for this particular location. But Alexis, are there locations that people can go in other counties? Because we have listeners all over the state
Right.
and beyond the state. Do all health departments do this?
I think in the other counties, you can take the car seat to the health department, or some people take it to the fire departments as well to get them checked or installed.
That's good to know. So this service is available in
Yeah.
every county.
Yeah. You just have to check it
Yes.
out and see where to go.
Well, I want to ask specifically about like at what age some things happen, okay?
Okay.
So I understand that rear-facing child safety seats are required for infants to 12 months old,
Yes.
and for any of those over a year old that weigh less than 20 pounds.
So just because they turn one, we don't automatically turn them around if they're
Right.
still under a
Under
certain weight.
20
Okay.
pounds.
Okay.
But and I've had some people that I know this affected. So what do you do if your child is still under 20 months, but they're over 20 pounds? You
12
know,
months. They're
I
under
mean,
12
sorry.
months,
Yes, I
but they
confused that.
weigh.
More than 20 pounds. Ladies, is it okay for me to put turn them on around in the forward
She wants to
facing
turn them
seat?
around. So, if the child is still under 12 months, they have to remain like rear facing, even though they're over their 20 pounds.
Okay.
Since they're over their 20 pounds, which may be past the weight maximum for the infant carrier, the parent can provide them a convertible seat, which can be rear facing or forward facing. So that child can still be rear facing if they're over 20 pounds, but once they are past 12 months, they can move them forward facing. But the best practice is suggested to keep the child rear facing until they turn 3. But it's always the
Oh.
parent's choice, but that child needs to remain rear facing until they're past the 12-month mark.
Ooh, that child is trying to break his neck trying to see. I mean,
I think
child can't
about,
see
you
anything.
know, when my one of my kids was really long and their little legs. But I wanted to keep them safe
Of
for
course,
sure.
of
So.
course. So, okay, here's another one. So we've gotten them facing forward, okay? We're past that point. When can we move the child from the forward facing seat to a booster seat? And how long do we have to leave them in a booster seat?
Right, so when the child maxes out on height and weight, that's when you can move your child from forward facing to a booster, and the child must remain in a booster seat until they are 9 years old, and they have to be 4 and 9. It cannot be either or. They have to be 9 years of age, and their height must be 4 and 9.
Both.
Sarah, are you?
Yeah, I know. I could be in a booster
Was
seat
gonna say,
almost.
Sister's barely making the over here.
My little short self.
We might have to do some height
Okay.
measuring when we get
And
done.
honestly, I do remember this discussion in my house with my daughter, especially because she did not want to ride in it anymore. But
Well, no,
you
she's
know,
8 years
right.
old, you know, 9 years
So,
old.
question about another question about the booster seat. How do I tell if it fits them properly?
Yeah, because a lot of times we just put them in there and,
Yeah,
you
and
know,
roll
and
on.
yeah.
So if a child is sitting in their booster seat, they need to be making sure they're sitting upright with their back touching like the back of the seat. And then there's 3 points you can check to make sure it's fitting them properly. So like the shoulder placement, make sure it's like on their shoulder, not like too much on their neck or too like hanging off the shoulder. And then the placement on the lap. So make sure it's going across the waist properly and through their booster seat.
Okay, so we do need to check it out. We don't need to just strap them in, you know, slap them in the seat, strap it in, and take off. Okay. All right.
Absolutely. And look, this is another question that I remember very well with both of my children. What age is it recommended that they ride in the front seat or that they are able to? And I have read two different things. One said 9 years old and one said 12 years old. Can y'all please tell us the correct age for front seat riding?
Yes, a child is actually not allowed to ride in the front seat until they are 13 years of age and can sit straight up with their feet touching the floor.
Oh, you were wrong with both of those numbers.
I never saw 13, so I'm glad we asked.
Oh my goodness. So they can't, and this has to do with the airbag, is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I was thinking for safety with the airbag.
Y'all,
Right.
I thought it was 12. So,
No, she said
13.
13. So we're going to have to adjust some seating in some
Yes.
families. Okay. So, what are the options for somebody who has like a single cab pickup truck or some other kind of vehicle where there's not a back seat? Do they just strap their kids in the front seat,
Or just not put them in
or what if they're
there.
supposed to have a rear facing seat? Do you strap it in rear facing in the front, or what do you do?
Okay, with that situation, we would like encourage that person to try to avoid it at all costs, but we suggest they read the car's owner's manual to see the proper installation for a car seat to be placed in that front. But if you do have a rear facing seat, it can't be used in that pickup truck because a rear facing seat can't be in the front because it doesn't combat, it's not compatible with an airbag. Airbag are for adults, not car seats.
Well,
Oh
that's good
yeah.
to know.
Oh, you gotta leave the
Because
kids at home.
I've definitely seen some car seats in those types of
You
vehicles
can't hang out
before.
with mommy. She has
That could
Oh,
be
sorry.
a hardship for some people,
Yeah,
though, if
it
that's your
could.
only
So
vehicle.
yeah, they may look at trading in for something different,
Yeah.
you know, as time goes on.
So, what about public transportation? Do I need to carry a car seat if I'm riding in a taxi or, you know, like a local, like a public
The city
bus?
bus,
Yeah, the city bus. Do I need to carry a car seat with me? What are the rules for this?
Yes, I know it may be a hassle, but we would prefer for you to, because you are traveling, you're in motion. But if you do not take it with you. A lot of your public transportation, like buses or, like passenger vans, they do have built-in car seats in the seats, and a lot of people don't know about that. But all you have to do is ask the driver if you can use it, and if they aren't aware, then you should point them to the manual of that vehicle because the manual will always tell you exactly where it is and how you can use it.
Oh, wait. So let me make sure I'm clear. So you're saying that some transportation, like buses and things like that, they have like a built-in car seat type of thing?
Yes, ma'am, it's attached to the seat. It's folded up so it doesn't look like it's there, but it's usually just like a small little latch that covers it up, and all you have to do is just unlatch it and pull it down.
I'm
Well,
speechless.
I
I
learned
did
something
not know
today.
that was there.
Yes,
So,
ma'am.
okay, that's good information. Now, I don't think you have anything on a plane. That's not one of the things we're asking you guys, but on a plane,
Hold them.
you just have to
Well,
hold
you
them.
can use them, use car seats on a plane, actually. You just can't use a boost. I mean, not a booster. You can't use like a one that has like the headrest part or a booster because there's no support for the rest of the
Okay.
body.
Oh yeah, I see.
So you can use like a rear facing, you can use a carrier, or like you said, you can just hold them in your lap.
Because there's no shoulder strap. I could see you couldn't use a
Right.
booster seat because there's no shoulder strap.
And I have known
Yes.
people that flew with their car seats because they were going to need them when they got to
They
their
needed them,
destination.
yeah.
So, yeah.
Or you could hold them and check the car seat and
Right.
just pray that it makes it wherever you're
Oh,
going.
goodness. It's a lot to think about.
I know. So, ladies, what are the rules regarding transporting children in RVs? This is a hobby, Sarah, that's growing. A lot of families head out in their RVs, in the
Right.
summer and on weekends and fall break trips and all those types of things.
Yeah.
So, what are those rules? Do we have to have the children in a car seat or booster seat in an RV?
So the rules would still like remain the same because you're traveling, you're in motion, the kids are in the car, they need to be safe or whatever, but we still would encourage to check the manual in the RV for like the installing process of the car seat and the placement. So where you would need to place that car seat since it's not a regular vehicle, it's an RV.
Okay.
So
Yeah.
just checking the best place for that car seat to go in their RV. So we would encourage them to check the manual first and then just go from there.
I'm hearing them say a lot about reading manuals, and that's something, I think it's a dying art. We don't read manuals in our vehicles and things like that, but I didn't realize you could find a lot of information about the car seats and the booster seats and things in the manual for a lot of these vehicles.
Yeah,
So
that's a good tip.
that's something I've learned already.
So let's ask about some used car seats. I know
Oh,
a
because they're
lot of,
expensive.
right, and a lot of people use hand-me-downs, because kids outgrow
Okay,
things.
so did you use the same one with both your children? Did you use it?
One of them, because I bought brand new with my first child,
Right.
and it was still,
So you used the hand-me-down for your second.
well, yes. And my first child, I used the hand-me-down in our second vehicle, my husband's vehicle, but I
Okay.
didn't use that same one with the second child.
So she
So,
likes hand-me-downs. She needs to know.
but let's talk about used car seats, ladies. Are they safe?
No, they're not safe at all,
Okay, well,
and
this was
that's
like 12 years
because
ago.
you should ask this question a long time ago.
today.
Okay, why are they
No.
not safe? Tell us.
Because you don't know the history of the car seat. You don't know if it's been in a car accident. You don't know if it's expired. So your best practice is to always have a brand new one. And they can wear down over time. So it's best to always use a brand new one.
That makes sense because, I picked up one at a yard sale. I don't know what it's been through.
It's probably been through a lot if it's at the yard sale.
Oh yeah, most definitely.
So you said that they expire. Talk a little bit about that. Why do car seats expire?
So car seats, once you get them, it has like a time frame for when you can use them. So after, like when it's getting ready to expire, materials wear down, new car seats come out. Like the world is constantly changing, evolving,
True.
growing. So you want something that's like up to date and new. And they're always being like tested on different stuff to see what's the safest thing for that car seat. New models are coming out. So once you see that car seat is about to expire, you should definitely get a new one.
That
Don't
makes
use the
sense.
one. Yeah, I mean, we want the most up-to-date safety technology. So
Absolutely.
I get it now. I understand that.
But that's the thing that a lot of people don't know, is that they do actually expire.
They do.
So,
They have the expiration date right on there, just
Right.
like milk or something.
I know. So we hear of recalls from time to time. If I hear about a recall on a child safety seat, is there a website that you all can share with us where I can go find out information, or if, the model car seat I'm using is involved in the recall?
Yeah, because they may call out the brand name and you're thinking, I've got that brand name,
Yeah.
but there's usually more
Right.
information,
Right.
on the recall. So where can you go?
Right. So you can go to either safekids.org. You can always check the car seats manufacturer website, and then the one that will constantly update practically almost every single day. We call it NHTSA. It stands for National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. So it's NHTSA.gov. And all of these websites have a tab at the top that says recalls, and you can press on
Oh.
that. You can enter in the type bar, the name of the car seat, and it'll pop up if there's one currently pending, what part it is. And you can also, the card that comes with the car seat, you can fill it out and you can send it in. It's free of cost. And anytime that there's a recall, they'll alert you and send you either a whole new car seat, or they'll send you the piece, for you to replace it.
So we don't need to ignore those little product registration
No.
cards because,
Right.
that's important.
And if they don't
Yes.
replace the part or the whole seat,
Yeah.
wow,
Yes.
yeah.
Yeah, you need to be on the list. Make sure that you send that in whenever
Yeah.
you
And these are
purchase a
excellent
car seat.
websites that I didn't even know about. So we will definitely need to share these with our
Yeah,
listeners.
we will. So we talked about getting rid of a car seat that's expired, or my car seat's been part of a recall. What is the right way for me to dispose of it? Because Sarah, I'm thinking about if I sit this beside the dumpster,
Somebody's going to
somebody's
dig it
in
up.
need of a car
Yeah.
seat, they're going to get it, and I don't want their child to be in danger either.
No.
So, ladies, what would I do to get rid of it the right way?
I know for our county that we work in, we would encourage the parents to take it to THP because they provide training courses for car seat installations there. So they could continue to use the car seat. Of course, they wouldn't be using it for like a child or anything, but for learning purposes, we would encourage the parent to take it there, or we would suggest they recycle it or just get rid of it altogether since it is expired or has a recall.
THP is our Tennessee Highway Patrol. So people
Yeah,
in
I
other
hadn't thought about
areas,
that.
they may be able to check with the THP to see, or whatever their highway patrol
Right,
system
right.
is, to find out what they should do. I read something
Yes.
online about disposing of car seats where they want you to cut the straps out. Basically, if it's expired
Yeah.
or if there's a problem with it, to cut the straps out so that if anybody finds it, it's of no use to them.
That makes sense.
So, we just don't want anybody to end up in it. So,
No.
yes.
I learned so much today. I really appreciate Kayla and Alexis joining us. And
Yes. Tell us again how they can contact, if they're in the Jackson Madison County regional area, where can they contact you guys to get their car seat either installed properly or get you all to look at it and see if they've done it correctly?
Yes, they can contact us at the health department. They can call 731-423-3020, or they can personally contact us. My number is 731-927-3198, and Alexis's number is 731-927-2149.
Alexis, Kayla, thank you both for being with us today. We did learn a lot.
Thank you for
Thank
having
you for
us.
having us.
Yes.
Yes, we appreciate it. And thank you to all of our listeners for tuning in. In the words of Mr. Bob Marley, I wonder if he needed training on putting his car seats in right.
Well, it depends on the year we're talking about,
Oh,
apparently.
I don't know. They didn't have these rules when he had his
No.
kids, but he
Oh.
would want you to live the life you love.
And love the life you live.
Take care.